This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, buddy, here we go. It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Off to Oxnard tonight, thanks to Alba Limos. Big Tolos, they're going to provide transportation to the airport. Be sure to support them at albalimos.com for your transportation needs. Here's Wolchuk with your NFL news of the day.
Do you want the Cowboys to have moved on from last year's playoff loss and really just the playoff misery of the last three seasons and much of the core that is going to training camp right now that's there in Oxnard that we're going to go see have been a part of that? Apparently, they're not letting those playoff ghosts linger. Jordan Lewis, talking to reporters yesterday, said the loss of the Packers didn't linger this offseason and that this is a different team, and he's 100% right. Maybe that is the best way to mentally go about it. But there are other ways where maybe that can be used as motivation and fuel, and you don't want to run away from the past. We have not achieved our goals. And I could see where you talk to guys like Michael Irvin. We played that cut yesterday, the advice he gave to Travis Kelce. The one that keeps him up at night is that 94 playoff loss to the 49ers. Those losses fuel you. I'll never forget hearing the story. Michael Irvin and Emmitt Smith, they lose to the Detroit Lions. 91 divisional playoff game before they end up winning a Super Bowl. And the day that they lost that game, they're driving home, team split up, and they're already talking about next year and how much that one hurt. Is it the best thing to just flip the page, or can you use those ghosts of the past to help you go ahead and conquer them in the future?
I think it's human nature, you know, and I think that's the glory of being a desperate team. You can try to get focused and try your hardest, but for, I would say, 95% of individuals, nothing is going to motivate you like failure and fear of failing again.
Yeah. Excuse me. I think if I was a coach, I think I would want to, like, we're not going to hide from this. This is the situation, and you need to understand the situation that you're in. We're not going to try and act like it doesn't exist here.
You okay? Can't hide from it, right?
Can't hide
it's
from it.
It's going to creep right back around. They make it to the playoffs in January. What are we talking about?
Yes, yes.
And the Cowboys tried it last year. Remember how much they were talking about? We just want to remember that feeling when we were walking off the field against the Niners.
Yeah, yeah. And you see, I mean, and everybody's a little bit different in these ways, but I think if I was leading a football team, I would want to make it very clear, this is sort of what's at stake. This is what you've done, and this is what we've done, and this is what we have to overcome.
Kind of feel like that Mike McCarthy's the type of guy that he's not going to dwell on anything. He's not going to go back and, you know, that game was then, and this is
at
now.
Some point it becomes, you know, toxic. Yeah, if you go back to that well.
He's very much what I've learned watching him handle tough situations is that he just moves on.
Turn the page and on to the next thing.
Yeah, he just, you know, it's not a, you know, he's going to look at it. Probably they watch the tape. Hell, they might not even watch the tape. After the last game like that, you might not. You might be curious and sit down, but he's going to keep the attitude or take the attitude. There's nothing I can do about it now, you know, and just move forward. So that's, I kind of feel like, though, that they try to move forward, but you guys are all right. When it comes down to if they get in the playoffs, that's all we're going to be talking about is their inability, his inability to get the team ready for a game that could, you know, for them to move on. That's going to be the question mark.
Yeah, I think you got to tap into, you know, this is your really last chance. We're not as good as we were last year, which means we're going to have to execute better. We're going to have to practice harder. We're going to have to be more focused, more urgent. And, you know, frankly, this entire organization has lost focus. So we're not going to get it from the front office. Yeah. Nobody's going to come in here and save you and say, hey, guys, Superman is here to do everything.
Yeah.
It's up to you deciding that everybody is going to be better and holding each other accountable.
Could you see a situation where... This sounds crazy, where Mike McCarthy has a meeting with the players and just says, it's us and we can't worry about our front office.
Yeah. Yeah.
That like, you know, hey, if I'm Mike McCarthy, I might stand up there and say, listen, they don't think very much of me right now either, guys. You know, a lot of you are sitting out there and you're kind of wondering, and I'm like you guys, I'm in the same boat.
It's like that old us against the world type of mentality.
I'm fighting just like you guys are because I don't have stability or I don't have a job. I'm not assured anything right now.
Yeah, it's hard for all of us.
Yeah, it's difficult. And you know, maybe he could use that as a rallying cry. I don't know if he wants to say it's us against the front office, but he could sure plant that card of like, listen, there's a lot of uncertainty out here. Dak, uncertainty about your contract. Mm-hmm. You know, he could just, you know, Micah, some uncertainty about what's going on with you right now. Tyler Smith in a few, maybe a couple of years, going to be uncertainty about you probably. You know, he could play that uncertainty card and include himself in it.
I like that. It might be the way to go.
That, you know, hey, if they don't believe in, if they don't believe in you, they sure don't believe in me because I've tried my best to get an extension here and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could play that card, but I would sure try.
Wouldn't be a bad one to use. Now, Aaron Shatshots on ESPN ranked the best under-the-radar players in the National Football League. Most of these are young guys. The top of the list is Devon Achane of the Dolphins, Tank Dell of the Texans, who really kind of exploded last year. But he does have a couple of Cowboys listed towards the end of the list. Brock Hoffman, Cowboys center, who's going to be battling for the starting center gig. Maybe he ends up being the starting center. And DeMarvian Overshown, also both on here as a couple under-the-radar guys. Maybe they end up being big impact players for the Cowboys this year. I think we're all damn well hopeful that Overshown is. Will be interesting to see Brock Hoffman, who did play well in the two games he got to play last year, Arizona and Washington, especially in a pinch there. Wasn't expecting to play against Washington. Came in and say it was against some backup defensive linemen. Deron Payne was in there. That's not an easy task. So we'll see how Brock Hoffman looks and if he wins that battle at camp.
We need great center play, you know, and the best chance of great center play is a guy who is a great center in college coming to this level and, you know, not needing much time to transition. Like Brock Hoffman making a big jump after already being in the NFL, I think that's unlikely. So if he's the starter, I'm like, crap, you know, it's going to take some time for BB or it was a misevaluation.
I think the thing, my hope is that Brock Hoffman is my Terrence Steele. I threw a lot of dirt on Terrence Steele. But man, they showed us that, yeah, there was some concerns at center. And they started talking about, you know, you're going to lose Biotish? Great. Going to draft a center. You know, and all of a sudden now it's like, wait, we're talking about Brock Hoffman being the starter at center? Front office once again said, hey, we probably need to do a little bit better at center here.
Yeah.
And they went out and they got that extra pick. They traded back. They took that third round pick and they went and got a guy at the time, physical, veteran, small learning curve offensive lineman that could probably be a damn good center. But here we are. You know, now we're talking about guys that can make the jump, Brock Hoffman. Well, if that's the case, I hope I'm wrong about Brock Hoffman because I think that Cooper Beebe is a better player.
I do too. Yeah. But I'm hopeful that, I mean, maybe Brock just outplays him and now Cooper Beebe can play guard. And you know he's a damn good guard because that's what he did at K-State. You know, the center thing is I have no doubt he can do that. I think that he's smart enough to do it.
If this turns into left tackle questions and center questions and they try to address both of them in the draft, and you go back and you're...
Oh, that's going to be a mess.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's going to be gross.
And, you know, Chuma Adoga is getting snaps with the ones right off the jump.
And that's probably going to happen.
See, that's the thing about, to me, I'm like going, wait a minute, we addressed this. We thought we weren't very good at left tackle because we moved on from Tyron Smith.
Yeah.
And now we're talking about starting Chuma Adoga and we're starting talking about Brock Hoffman?
That thing's
weird
to me.
Why did we draft both these players then?
They did the same thing with Tyler Smith, though. And they kept on playing like, we're going to go with Connor McGovern. And then they ended up having to start Tyler Smith. So maybe that's just their way of easing rookies into it. But I'm with you, man. You don't draft Tyler Guyton in the first round, especially now that you lost Tyron.
Yeah.
And you saw Chuma Adoga play. And quite frankly, you lost a game due to him in Miami.
Yeah.
You're not playing that guy over the rookie tackle who you drafted in the first round. You're playing the rookie.
Yeah. I believe that you would. I always talk about this team being plug and play, you know, with their first round offensive lineman. And I understand there's going to be a learning curve with.
Yeah. And we'll take those lumps.
Yeah. But man, if you're going to tell me that they're going to roll out there and Adoga.
Yeah.
And Hoffman are going to be like the, you know, Bobby thinks that Adoga is going to start the Cleveland game.
that would really be upsetting.
I mean, he's throwing it out there. I mean,
I think we're going to see him out there starting at practice, but I hope that that's not the week one scenario. Yeah. That's not going to be a good situation, especially against that front seven. Cooper DeJean is starting on the NFI list for the Eagles. He's going to be out at least 3 weeks. He's battling an injury, so we're going to have to monitor that. I mean, that's big for them. They drafted Quinyon Mitchell. They drafted DeJean in the second round. They're trying to revamp that secondary. If he's not able to go, how good will that secondary be? And then the 49ers are dealing with some holdout issues of their own. We knew about Brandon Ayuk. He's there. He's doing the hold-in deal, just not practicing. But Kyle Shanahan told reporters today that Pro Bowl left tackle Trent Williams not practicing for contract reasons. He's not even there. And they also have... as I mentioned, Brandon Ayuk. Now, Williams, 3 years, $77.25 left on his contract. He wants what Zach Martin wanted last year.
Yeah.
It's the fully guaranteed stuff.
Right.
He just doesn't have a lot of guarantees left. So he's seeking stronger security when it comes to that. So you got Trent Williams who's holding out. You got Brandon Ayuk who's holding out. So there's issues there in San Francisco.
Love to see it.
You do. Now, this was a funny moment when it came to cringe and awkwardness with reporters, and I love some good old football hate, but there's this guy, Grant Cohn, and he's with Sports Illustrated, covers the Niners there. Now, a couple of years ago, we actually played some of this audio. He had a back-and-forth confrontation with Javon Kinlaw, their defensive tackle, and this was still, they were doing some Zoom stuff. So here was Cohn back in 2022 talking about his run-in with Javon Kinlaw, who was threatening him on the practice field. That almost got physical. It didn't. Here's a contender for Bleep Hole of the Week at that time.
And hard on you. Zero scared. Because, look, my dad was in the industry. He put me up on game when I was very young. Because, honestly, if he had touched me, if he pushed me, dude, I could have retired today. That's what went through my mind. I'm like, oh, damn, I'm about to retire.
Yeah.
I'm about to be out of the game. I'm about to be a multimillionaire thanks to Javon Kinlaw. But, no, I got to keep working. Oh, well.
So he asks a question about Brandon Ayuk's contract.
It's the last guy you want in your locker room. Holy
yeah,
hell.
This guy sounds like a bleep.
He needs to be banned.
I'm surprised
revoke
he hasn't
his
been.
Credential now.
So this is 2 years later. This is the training camp opening presser. It's Kyle Shanahan. It's John Lynch. And here's Grant again asking Kyle a question.
Kyle, when Debo requested a trade a couple of years ago, you were asked why you were confident it would work itself out. And you said that you have a personal relationship with him and you hadn't even talked to him yet. Why are you confident that you can work things out with Ayuk if things get lumpy?
I mean, I don't remember exactly. And knowing you, I don't know if I exactly said that. but I don't remember. But, you know, I have a personal relationship with all our players. And you like to be able to talk with those guys. And usually when it does get close, it can work out. And I would feel the same with Brandon. I've known Brandon here for 4 years. I'm going in our fifth year together and got a lot of love for BA. I think I'm close with them and hopefully that can help, but it only can help so much. There's also business side to it. But when you do have relationships with people, it helps.
I love it, Kyle. Go get him. Get after that dude's ass.
Wow. So it's like right there in the beginning, he said, like, since it's coming from you, I can't really trust it or something.
I might not have even said that. Who knows? Yeah. Since it's coming from you, you're not a very reliable source when it comes to this, you old bleep hole. Then we've got the NFL Top 100 that's slowly being released, and the NFL put out a clip of Ja'Marr Chase getting interviewed, and they ask him who the number one overall player should be, and Ja'Marr Chase just couldn't say that one guy's name.
And who's the number one player
on the what? I'm not saying him. I give credit when it's due, but I'm not saying his name.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Yeah, you do. I'm not saying his name, brother. I'm sorry. Joe Burrow. I'm not saying that guy's name. He's good. He's amazing. He's good. Not gonna lie. I'm salty, though. I'm a little salty. 2 years in a row. But I'm putting Burrow first.
That Bengals-Chiefs rivalry, and I love this.
Perfect answer.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
We see these guys, and it's fine. Like, this is a new age sports world we're playing in. Like, we're exchanging jerseys afterwards. We're all friendly.
Mm-hmm.
But I do love a little bit of this hate, passion. Like, bleep that guy. Like, he's awesome. He's great. I'll give him his props. He's in our way. They're the best team. They're back-to-back Super Bowl champs. We got to go through them. We want to achieve our goal. I like that stuff.
They're the one team that I feel like that kind of has their number, though.
Yeah, hell yeah, they do.
Because they got winners, you know?
Yeah.
And Burrow's been there, done that in their building.
Yeah. I kind of feel like that. I feel like that there's a reason for the Bengals to be salty.
Yeah.
But they're the one team I think they handle Kansas City. They're not afraid to play them.
The Bills should be more salty.
Yeah.
Jamar Chase is like, yeah, that's fine. Our guy's better. When he was healthy, we went into their house and we beat him. That's what we did. That's what we do. That's what we're going to continue to do. Yeah. His name's Pat Mahomes, and he's not going to be the Super Bowl champion this year.
Mm-hmm. And he's not.
Yeah. You got your best players leading with that kind of a mindset.
I love it, man.
That's so
it's
terrific.
Different. That's the edge that you need there.
NFL News of the Day, every day, 3 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation. It's a crazy world we live in where the Bengals are more likely to win the Super Bowl by the Cowboys, not even close. And maybe, you know, we think the chances of them beating the Chiefs at Arrowhead in the playoffs is significant. I think that's the kind of dominant, you know, personality and leadership the Cowboys are going to have to find to break through this culture that they've, you know, established now for 3 decades. Okay, sports hodgepodge coming up next, Chief. Where are we going?
College football news featuring Liar of the Day, plus the most impressive useless talent at our entire station next year on The Fan.
Welcome back, Nation. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30 as they look for 4 in a row. The post-All-Star break surge is on here on your home of the champs. And we're fired up. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's hurt in an accident and it's not your fault, just call the Frankels, 214 or 817-333-3333. Jump online to frankelfirm.com. Chief of the Sports Hodgepodge.
Yes, got some college football for you. We'll crown Liar of the Sports Day in college football as well. Friendly reminder, August 10th, that's a Saturday, Hurtado Barbecue in Arlington. And 2024 Fan Bowl Collision Course, 1053thefan.com/events. If you want to get in the mix here, $3,000 worth of prize money. Or you could just show up and hang out if you don't want to get in the mix on the actual Fan Bowl tournament. But the best barbecue, beers, and fantastic Tolo fellowship. So looking forward to that on August 10th. That's going to be a great Saturday afternoon. What you got over there, Broadus?
I was just laughing at Dawson trying to remember if he was at the dinner last year that we were at.
Spencer McKenzie.
Spencer McKenzie.
Hell of a spot. He was like, yeah, I'm going to have to try Spencer McKenzie's this year.
Yeah, I need to try it this year. And I'm like,
you were shoveling shrimp tacos into your face right in front of me.
Like, he goes, oh yeah.
I did forget we went through on the
still
way out.
Still remember
though.
It. Yeah.
And that's why I had to drive on the way back.
Yeah.
Pre-flight preparations were already underway.
We do have to get to the college football,
you
but
guys,
my
by
gosh.
Are getting still emails from those people?
Emails from?
Oh, the texts?
Oh, the email.
Oh, like dispensary tech for medicinals?
Yeah.
I didn't get to go to the spot you guys went to last year.
Yeah, they got the lounges over there. No. It's like comfy couches and TVs and snacks.
I was
and
waiting
stuff.
Outside.
Is it 24 hours?
And then you, it's not 24 hours. Gosh, no, these places actually close relatively early.
Why are they closing?
You guys left me in the car. It's like, remember you guys
well,
went
next
in there.
Time, come on in.
I could see that, like, but Broadus, I think this year...
Broadus, you hang out here and watch the car. We're illegally parked.
Broadus keeps hinting at wanting to, you know, get in the mix on some Chiba. So, I think it's going to happen. I think this is the trip.
I think
three high mics.
Super uncomfortable this morning with Choppy talking about his blue chew.
Hey! Oh, those spots are hilarious.
He's like, hey, yeah. The missus is coming along. Got to get some blue chew. Got to make her happy.
Yeah, he's like,
we're going to be in Oxnard, and I'm going to use some blue chew.
Got to give her the good stuff.
Can't have her walking away.
One more.
Yeah, I'm like, man, bro.
Can't send her back to Dallas
exactly
wanting more.
Exactly, like, yeah, what's going on, Chop? All right,
we're
blue
actually,
chew it up.
We're
here
gonna
we go.
We're going to hear from Choppy here in just a minute. Brian Daboll, the O in Daboll is apparently stands for Ozempic. Have you seen this dude walking around Giants camp?
Tiny man.
Yes.
We saw some photos of him and his wife a few weeks ago, but now we're seeing him walk around at camp. He looks like a completely different person with the Giants there. So salute to him.
He lose a fifth grader off his body?
At least.
He had a fifth grader hanging around his neck.
He lost to Bryce Young is what he did.
Yeah. The photos of Bryce Young walking into
hilarious.
The facilities.
He does
man,
look like a middle
looks,
school kid.
He
with
does.
His big cheap
he really
tablet.
Does.
Oh, yeah.
And the pencils.
Okay, Pat McAfee has announced he's going to be back on College Game Day. There were some whispers of him maybe not wanting to be involved there again. It didn't feel like he got the warmest of receptions from the College Game Day community, at least from a fan standpoint.
A lot of people like David Pollack.
Yeah,
that was a lot of people.
Oh, because he got booted. David Pollack was one of the ESPN cuts.
Yeah, so. David Pollack was the guy that was he was involved with that, and then they sent him packing.
Yeah. Which, I mean, ultimately, that's an upgrade. I like Pollack, too. But McAfee's the man. I was certainly in the community that loves what he does, and I think his presence on game day is fantastic. So I am happy to hear that McAfee's back on the game day set.
A lot of crusties are disappointed.
Yes.
Yeah. They want their Lee Corso, and you know the way that it's been, and you know, youngest guy on set's 60 years old. So that show needed a significant refresh.
What?
Yeah, well, nothing against it, you know, but it just needs balance.
Broadus, it wasn't, I mean.
Oh, no, I totally, hey, Lee Corso, they need to bring him on at the very end and let him put on the
mascot.
The mascot, yeah. That would be fantastic
for him. I feel bad for Herb Street and those guys having to kind of carry him through the show, and good for them. You know, I would never want to be the point, maybe I'm getting close to that, where, you know, you're getting carried through a show because you're not good enough.
How about the fact that Lee Corso started trending just hours after Biden announced that he was stepping down?
Yeah.
And it was like, Lee Corso, maybe you take the hit next. No. That's what the Twitter trend is.
They're going to have to carry him off like, on the shield.
Yeah, he's not doing it. He wants to keep going.
Yeah, no, respect to him, man. One of the great ones.
Didn't stop the Democratic Party.
That's true.
Somebody at ESPN needs to step up here and have a coup or something.
You think they're scared? You think they're scared of Kurt Herbstreit then?
You think they're scared? Herbie loves Lee.
Yeah. You think they're scared of losing Kurt Herbstreit? That like all of a sudden you dump Corso. Now Herbstreit starts looking at what's going on with Big Noon Kickoff, or what's going on with Big Ten football thing, or what's
I wouldn't want it to happen, but if Kirk is so tied to Corso
he
that
really
he's going to threaten to leave if
he
we
really
let him
is.
Go, then I'm going to say you don't have the best interest of the show in mind anymore.
Oh.
And I think you've become a little bit distracted with your duties as well, so maybe we'll just do a complete overhaul.
Kirk will probably be down to do a player swap, Corso for his dog.
I knew this was coming.
Get the pup on
the
set.
There's never a Kurt Herbstreit story where you can ever not talk about.
Hate to
the
see
dog.
Lee go.
That dog's
Coach
big
Corso.
Now, man.
Maybe
well,
they need to get that.
You think
maybe
we need to get my golden retriever?
Yeah,
my copy and paste golden retriever that we've all seen in the world a million times.
Maybe we need
for
to
some
give
reason,
that credential
Kirk
to somebody other than the dog.
Thinks his golden retriever is just extremely special and a one of one.
Very popular.
All right, Lincoln Riley is being asked
out of touch
about his barbecue skills.
Is this doorstop brisket?
It was so bad. The picture was just awful.
Did he do it again?
Yeah, he did it again with something else. The most notable one was the brisket that was as bad a brisket as you'll find anywhere.
It did look like
in
a doorstop, or it looked like a bike seat, really, is what it looked like.
Yeah, just terrible after a sweaty beast was riding on that bike seat. You know, just mushroom stamped it. And Lincoln Riley's being asked about it now, and he says, I actually needed just to improve on my photography skills, not my barbecue skills. So he's still claiming that brisket that he tweeted out for all of the world to see is actually a delicious brisket, and it's just his photography skills that need some work.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness, if that's not as big of a lie the sports day, I don't know what is.
Well, it's probably what all the Californias that he cooked for told him, you know, because they don't know any better. They're like, oh, man, this is brisket. This is great.
That's true. Everything's graded on a curve over there when it comes to the barbecues. And then we also have our guy, Rhett Lashley,
Rhett,
head coach
SMU.
Of SMU.
I'll tell you what, man, the Ponies, they're going the right direction
they
over
sure
there.
They sure are.
Yeah. They're finally getting some big-time players.
Got a lot of money, too.
They've got big-time players before, but they're starting to recruit now big-time players, and they're coming to school here.
Yeah. I mean, it's an ACC party now for Rhett Lashley and SMU, and he has issued a challenge to defending ACC champion head coach Mike Norvell of FSU. Instead of a coin toss for their upcoming matchup, the kickoff should be decided by the head coaches playing each other on EA College Football 25.
Does Norvell play?
I have no idea. I can't imagine that Norvell's playing. Rhett Lashley, I guess, is still maybe young enough in the demographic to.
Yeah. Norvell's
I don't know
still
how any of these guys
guy
would have
recently.
The time for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Norvell's not super old.
It's like the game leading up to the game. You stream it the night before. You have the two coaches with their own teams
pretty
going
cool.
head-to-head on the game, and then that decides who has the you know, who gets the who gets the kickoff.
Instead of the coin toss, we're just playing. Yeah. And I like it. College football 25 to decide.
Just brings another element of entertainment, really.
Yeah.
Leading up to these games. Friday night, imagine just like a big network going on where you can change the channel and you're watching these coaches go head-to-head with each other on college football with their own teams.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness.
We get to see the whole game plan. I'm ready.
I love it. You know, and maybe if a coach can't go, you could choose a champion, you know, off your roster. Maybe you got somebody who's really good. A crossover real-life sports and esports. I think it's a little bit far-fetched, but in my perspective, I would love it. You know?
Yeah, me too. I think it'd be fantastic. I think it's a great idea by Rhett Lashley. Okay, now here's some sound of Choppy. I was going to play this yesterday, but didn't
get
a chance to.
This morning stuff, the Blue Chew?
No, I didn't pull the Blue Chew.
Seriously, it is the most uncomfortable thing you'll ever hear in your life. It's hilarious and uncomfortable all at the same time.
Yeah, I feel like it might be an FCC violation.
The way he describes it, it's like, hey, baby, got some Blue Chew, bringing it along, you know, got to make her satisfied. And I'm like going, damn,
you're wondering, man, I should put an order in for some of this stuff.
I'm like, he is like excited about having the Blue Chew.
He's
selling the hell out of it.
I thought you requested to get your room right next to his broadus at the hotel.
Oh, man, we're all good.
Here's
I roomed with Choppy one time at a training camp when we were at ESPN together. My man's a great roommate because he doesn't, when like I would be at home, he would be gone all night.
Oh, so you just never
saw
him.
And then he'd come back. I'd be going to practice and then he'd be coming in from being out all night.
Yeah,
so
young
he was
Choppy.
A great roommate. Yeah.
Well, here he is telling you what his useless secret talent is.
For me, it's the alphabet backwards.
You cannot do it backwards.
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJIHGFEDCBA.
That's pretty good.
Dude, I can't fact check him, but
that sounded good.
That's
holy crap. That was very good.
I've been prepping for that DUI for a long time, Sean. Okay. Wow.
Holy
pretty
hell.
Dang impressive
that
right
is,
there,
that is
dude.
Amazing, because I could never do that.
No, not at all. Maybe five or six letters is about as far as I could get. I mean, it was just a couple of years ago that Broadus figured out that there were 26 letters in the alphabet.
That's true. You thought it was 28. I mean,
the fact that Choppy can do that, very, very impressive.
Damn.
Indeed. All right. That'll be it for the Hodge.
Welcome to the show.
Sports Hodgepodge with Eric Chiafalo and the G-Bag Nation. Okay, when we come back, it is time now for an annual tradition here in the G-Bag Nation. It's somebody's birthday. What do we got, Chief?
We have the all-time really lowlights and bloopers of the Woolly Bullies career with a new addition this year, a brand new Wolchuk flub to kick off year number...
What is this, 5-4?
Well, I was going to say 32 in your life,
right?
How
33. Old are you?
33.
I forgot, honestly.
It's his Tony Dorsett year, folks. And you can roast him on the text at 877-881-1053, next in the nation.
Gentlemen, I have some breaking news that might be a disappointment. And then we're going to get to the roast of Wolchuk. The NBA ruled the TNT bid did not match Amazon's. And the league will be moving forward with Amazon's proposal. So TNT's final season is now officially the upcoming season. Okay, so enjoy it while you can.
Damn it.
It is time now
for reported that, by
an
the way?
Annual tradition.
You well, watchdogging them or what?
Yes.
I think I'm getting...
think we're getting ball sack?
It was NBA Communications. Chris Haynes has put it out.
No, I'm saying who initially said they matched? What it,
oh.
Andrew Marchand.
Was it Marchand?
Yeah, he wrote a whole article about
it. Wow, okay.
Maybe they did try to match, but the negotiations are now final, and the NBA's new home is going to be on Amazon after the season. Here's Chiafalo with the roast.
Happy 33 to the Bully, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, this is a huge, huge day. Such a short career, but so many mistakes to relive, and it starts right now with a world champion general manager, Chris Young,
son of a B,
you know, giving some of his professional time to us so that we can garner insight and do our jobs better. And in the midst of that, Wolchuk decided to disrespect him. And this is how it sounded.
Team's still not healthy. We saw Josh Young earlier on MLB Network, and then there's Evaldi. What kind of updates do you have, and what kind of an impact could those guys have when they return?
Josh is probably a little further behind, simply just based on the timeline with the surgery. I think we're looking at really the last, 10 days, maybe week of the season. And Nate is making progress. We thought we were pretty close with Nate. He had a little bit of a side tightness after his last live batting practice. And, but that's calmed down in the last day or two. So we're going to continue to build him up, and hopefully he'll be back, you know, here at the beginning of September or shortly thereafter. And those will be two huge additions for us, hopefully at a time where we need them most, and help propel us for a strong finish.
What's the latest with another potential addition in Nathan Eovaldi?
Well, that was the update on Eovaldi, is that he's you know, he had a little side tightness, and he's coming back and hopefully be back here early in September.
That's on me. That's on me, CY. I heard Josh Young, and I thought that was a Josh Young focused question.
There was a day I would have called you out on that.
Hey, I'll call myself out.
I would have called you out on that.
That's like, on me. That's on me right there.
I think
that's
the pressure got to Zach a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, man. The big interview for
us. It's been tough on all of us.
Wow.
Oh,
man. That one hurts.
Is that your one seed
as far as regretful?
That one was bad, yeah.
You can ask it at the end of this.
There's probably a
okay.
lot.
There's probably a lot. So many mistakes, but that one's
so
a good
many
one. that one is really good, and that's the newest addition to the Walchuk birthday roast. Now, here is from a few years ago. We were in the nosebleed seats, and we were promoting what is a station staple, a show staple. And, of course, it's Flagtober.
No.
But Walchuk ran into a bit of a Tom Brenneman situation.
No. Just go to 1053thefan.com/Tober.
You can hear the emphasis on Tober after he says the initial flub because he wants to make it just very clear and just move on seamlessly as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So that one was one that hurt.
That was that a Tito's hurt. Night?
That was I don't
think
so. That was in studio.
I don't know.
Some of these you can hear the booze in his voice, and it has to do with the fact that we were COVID broadcasting from our parents' houses.
Yeah.
And so like on this particular occasion here, when Walchuk, we had probably just had a great show, and then he's trying to just get us out of the show and probably into the weekend, and unfortunately he stumbled on the dismount.
We will be back on Monday post Rangers. It'll be 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Until then, hugs and ham pounds.
Ham pounds? I don't know what the hell I was saying there.
Pound pans?
That's drunk. That's drunk Walchuk, I believe.
Yeah, I was slurring my words.
This next one is Walchuk, very excited for the what was the newest Borat at the time. And he was doing his best to read what is supposed to be sort of the synopsis and the little teaser for what the movie's going to be.
Gift of pornographic monkey to Vice Premier Mikhail Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan chef's kiss.
Everything about Walchuk reading that is chef's kiss. I do believe it's supposed to be vice president, but Walchuk read it as vice premier. But that's neither here nor there. We used to have big time arguments with our lovely producer, former producer Zero.
Yeah. Gosh, I love you, Zero.
Walchuk, you know how Walchuk gets very passionate and serious about his top 10 lists. Well, Zero was poking and he poked the bear and it was not the time to do it.
Their onion rings are fire, too. We've talked about this before, but I love their onion rings.
Onion rings got to be on here.
And that's why I don't understand. Everybody wants to poo on
what?
Sonic. I'm like,
Zero, can I just get into the list before you start bitching at it all? I mean, you just do this. Just let me just bitch and bitch and bitch about it. Number 9, chicken fried steak. Is that acceptable to you, Zero, or let's complain about it some more?
A very serious, what I believe to be fast food top 10. Walchuk takes his food, especially his fast food, very seriously. You combine that with his...
Just get into the list.
...with his very serious top 10, and all of a sudden, Walchuk is, he can be a bit on edge at times.
Very serious business there. No room for improvising.
No. I mean, between the onion rings and the chicken fried steaks, Walchuk was in the freaking zone.
I want to know what list that was.
But the height of his powers, Walchuk, was when he was able to accept the opportunity to finally grace the cover of Playboy.
Honestly, I was just so, so happy. I couldn't believe they chose me. I've been modeling for so long. Aww. So to be part of Playboy is just incredible. It's just such an iconic magazine. And so important to our culture.
It is. It is, Walchuk. And it was never more important than the time that you got to grace that cover. I'll never forget that centerfold.
Collector's idol.
Just the largest centerfold of all time.
Hell yeah, it was. And the hairiest.
Walchuk
Jim Brown.
Walchuk went from being a Playboy model, gracing the cover, to then trying to sneak a fart past us in the studio, but his voice wouldn't allow him to sneak it by.
So did Jared Leto.
I mean, if that's not the most obvious. And then from time to time, you know, Walchuk will screw up days and times and dates and stuff.
Well, this hump night 69 party, Because it is June the 9th, 6 month of the year, 9th month of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who the hell are we? Where are we?
Obviously, it's 69
days. Squirrel,
day squirrel. Here's why.
Is it the 9th month of the day?
Who the hell knows? I don't know what was going on there. That was probably a booze night.
That was definitely a booze night, dude. This, unfortunately, this next one, Walchuk was very, very sober, and he revealed something about his relationship status that was extremely uncomfortable.
Eric is married with the baby. Yep. I just have the 3.5-year-old girlfriend, but I'm also still living at mom and dad's house.
3.5 years just the girlfriend.
You're still not saying it right. You'd been dating her for 3.5 years.
Yeah, she had been my girlfriend for 3.5 years.
And then Walchuk can be, you know, he can start to threaten you. And we saw that with Zero a little bit, but here's just another installment.
I will kill your entire family. Everyone you love will soon cease. I will enter your home while you sleep and sever your neck open.
That is terrible.
I have no idea.
Why did Zero keep
why
that?
You got so dark that
I
night.
I was reading an article.
You were being very, very introspective about the desires that you have as a violent person.
No.
Sounded like he was recapping a Mike Tyson interview from the late 90s.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, look, another Walchuk failed dismount.
As this Friday night comes ever so evening.
Just, wow.
Just, I have no idea. And then he fails upward into afternoon drive with the G-Bag Nation. We all wonder, how is this even possible?
You fake it till you make it, baby.
Oh,
that
man.
Sounds like a crossfade situation. That's what you call it, right?
Yeah, yeah, he was definitely half buzzed out.
Ever so evening.
And then Walchuk revealing his love for the king.
LeBron's got that yummy yum, y'all.
Uh-oh. A couple of times, Walchuk.
That was a text there that I read.
This was the night where I thought he was going to go full Brian Broaddus and just punt on reading the text because the 214 had him just completely beside himself.
214 troll trash idiots that text in here.
That's just a little teaser of what it was. He was extremely, extremely upset. It's probably Cowboys related.
Was it?
It's probably Cowboys fandom related. Somebody was poking you about how they, you know, they shouldn't have any hope. Walchuk still being optimistic, glass half full guy.
Yeah.
And then they reveal something to him that's like, wow, I can't really dispute anything you're saying about how there's no chance of a championship with this team. And now he's going to start lashing out and calling them troll trash idiots.
Yeah, they were probably style pointing a 3-point win over Washington. And Zach was like, it's hard to win in the NFL.
Go after yourself, you troll trash idiot.
Here's Walchuk trying to recite the fan text number.
877-881-1053.
There's a lot of additional eights in there. There's only three total.
Several eights. Okay.
I've been there.
Now, here's
that's a tough one. Yeah. That'll get you.
After this one, I want you guys to decide once and for all which one of us worked in the car business. One of us worked at Chick-fil-A. The other one of us worked in the car business. Here's Walchuk reading a text.
The toilet overflowed. My sister tested positive for the Rona, and someone backed into my brand new Camaro. Can y'all give me a shout out and make my day better?
Camaro.
I'm thinking Alvin Kamara.
Oh my Camaro.
Camaro.
Are you being serious?
Gosh,
right
that's,
now?
That's how we say it overseas.
And then sometimes
that makes me feel old. These kids don't even know how to say Camaro, Brian.
Wow.
One of the classic American muscle cars.
It's pretty it is that one was that one hurt a little bit. Here is Walchuk. Sometimes he, you know, he uses the microphone to just like get things off his chest a little bit. And even if it could be damning for him and probably fill himself with regret just moments later.
I haven't had sex in a year.
And that's just
a little bit of a dry spell.
And counting. I think that ended up reaching 3.5 years.
I think so, too.
Well, the entire relationship that he was dating that 3.5-year-old.
Oh, that was mid-relationship. That'd be a good reason to cut it off. I don't blame you, Walchuk.
I think he dipped his toe back into the virgin waters.
I don't know how it all works, Zero. I'm a virgin.
See, there you go. But then the guy who doesn't know about Camaros, he stumbles when talking about rival baseball teams as well.
We've seen the Rangers make some trades with the AIDS with the AIDS previously. I think I said it twice. With the AIDS and with the AIDS.
I'm surprised that doesn't have that mistake. Like, I'm surprised we don't get, you know, like the bulging disc one that, like, from time to time just pops up, you know, rears its ugly head in the media. I'm surprised the Oakland AIDS thing doesn't accidentally get said at least once a season.
Hell of a great trade there with the AIDS.
You were going full Donald Sterling there. When he got those AIDS.
Big Magic Johnson. What's he doing?
All right. Here is Walchuk reading a text. Again, the text was coming after Walchuk, and here was Walchuk reading it.
Walchuk, why are you mad? Because your girl choosing.
I think Walchuk was sharing a story about his girlfriend doing something that he thought might have been questionable, and then people started saying, your girlfriend sucks, and then Walchuk started lashing out at the text. You know, it's just sort of a cycle that way. We can close it down. I have a couple more, but here's Walchuk.
Personally.
This is Walchuk in the recliner of the bedroom that he grew up in at his parents' house, hosting a night show well into the wee hours of the morning, and he is eating while trying, but he's trying to disguise the fact that he's eating while he's supposed to be broadcasting and bringing us back onto the air.
Oh, yes. It's about that time for the Nosebleed Seats Power Hour.
Gosh.
The final hour.
We're eating a burger?
Thursday edition.
It's a mouthful.
Here on the show, everybody.
It's very savory.
Can afford to listen to Zach Walchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. Come on, we got zero.
Oh, we got zero. Yeah, it was steak. And if you're watching, he had A1, you can see it. I mean, you can see what's going on.
It was incredible. Oh, man.
I went full Marshall Faulk there.
That was Marshall Faulk.
The greatest steak eating moment in show history.
I don't feel so good when he jokes.
We got a couple more. Maybe we'll do it in the finest.
I love it, man. I love a good birthday roast of Walchuk, and happy birthday to you, brother.
Thanks, man.
I got you some. It's called Broadcast Responsibilities on the C-Note. Right?
Okay, great.
What's cooking with the Cowboys?
No one asked me to do a tease. We'll figure that out next on the fan here.
Gentlemen, I have some breaking news that might be a disappointment. Then we're going to get to the roast of Walchuk. The NBA ruled the TNT bid did not match Amazon's. And the league will be moving forward with Amazon's proposal. So TNT's final season is now officially the upcoming season. Okay, so enjoy it while you can.
Damn it.
It is time now
for an annual
tradition.
Watchdogging them or what?
Yes.
I think I'm getting...
think we're getting ball sack?
It was NBA Communications. Chris Haynes has put it out.
No, I'm saying who initially said they matched? What?
Andrew Marchand.
Was it Marchand?
Yeah, he wrote a whole article about it.
Wow, okay.
Maybe they did try to match, but the negotiations are now final, and the NBA's new home is going to be on Amazon after the season. Here's Chia Follow with the roast.
Happy 33 to the Bully, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Huge, huge day. Such a short career, but so many mistakes to relive, and it starts right now with a world champion general manager, Chris Young,
son of a B,
you know, giving some of his professional time to us so that we can garner insight and do our jobs better. And in the midst of that, Walchuk decided to disrespect him. And this is how it sounded.
Team's still not healthy. We saw Josh Young earlier on MLB Network, and then there's Evaldi. What kind of updates do you have, and what kind of an impact could those guys have when they return?
Josh is probably a little further behind, simply just based on the timeline with the surgery. I think we're looking at really the last, 10 days, maybe week of the season. And Nate is making progress. We thought we were pretty close with Nate. He had a little bit of a side tightness after his last live batting practice. Mm-hmm. And, but that's calmed down in the last day or two. So we're going to continue to build him up, and hopefully he'll be back, here at the beginning of September or shortly thereafter. And those will be two huge additions for us, hopefully at a time where we need them most, and help propel us for a strong finish.
What's the latest with another potential addition in Nathan Evaldi?
That was the update on Evaldi, is that he's he had the little side tightness, and he's coming back and hopefully be back here early in September.
That's on me, CY. I heard Josh Young, and I thought that was a Josh Young focused question.
There was a day I would have called you out
I'll call myself out.
I would have called you out on that.
That's like, on me. That's on me right there.
I think
that's
the pressure got to Zach a little bit.
Yeah,
man.
It's
been tough on all.
Wow.
Oh, man. That one hurts.
Is that your one seed as far as regretful
That one was bad. Yeah,
you can ask it at the end of this.
There's probably a lot.
Because there's probably a lot. So many mistakes, but that one's a good one. that one is really good, and that's the newest addition to the Walchuk birthday roast. Now here is from a few years ago. We were in the nosebleed seats, and we were promoting what is a station staple, a show staple. And, of course, it's Flagtober.
But Walchuk ran into
a bit of a Tom Brenneman situation.
No. Just go to 1053thefan.com/Tober.
You can hear the emphasis on Tober after he says the initial flub because he wants to make it just very clear and just move on seamlessly as quickly and as efficiently as possible. So that one was one that hurt.
Was that a Tito's night?
I don't think so. That was in studio.
I don't know.
Some of these you can hear the booze in his voice, and it has to do with the fact that we were COVID broadcasting from our parents' houses.
Yeah.
On this particular occasion here, when Walchuk, we had probably just had a great show, and then he's trying to just get us out of the show and probably into the weekend, and unfortunately, he stumbled on the dismount.
We will be back on Monday post-Rangers. It'll be 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Until then. Hugs and ham pounds.
I don't know what the hell I was saying there.
Pound pans?
That's drunk Walchuk. I believe.
I was slurring my words.
This next one is Walchuk, very excited for the what was the newest Borat at the time, and he was doing his best to read what is supposed to be sort of the synopsis and the little teaser for what the movie's going to be.
Gift of pornographic monkey to Vice Premier Mikhail Pence to make benefit recently diminished nation of Kazakhstan, chef's kiss.
Everything about Walchuk reading that is chef's kiss. I do believe it's supposed to be vice president, but Walchuk read it as vice premier. But that's neither here nor there. We used to have big time arguments with our lovely producer, former producer Zero.
Yeah. Gosh, I love you, Zero.
Walchuk, you know how Walchuk gets very passionate and serious about his top 10 lists? Well, Zero was poking, and he poked the bear, and it was not the time to do it.
Their onion rings are fire, too. We've talked about this before, but I love their onion rings.
Onion rings got to be on here.
And that's why I don't understand. Everybody wants to poo on Sonic. I'm like,
Zero, can I just get into the list before you start bitching at it all? I mean, you just do this. Let me just bitch about it. Number 9, chicken fried steak. Is that acceptable to you, Zero, or let's complain about it some more?
A very serious, what I believe to be fast food top 10. Walchuk takes his food, especially his fast food, very seriously. You combine that with
get into the list.
With his very serious top 10, and all of a sudden, Walchuk is, he can be a bit on edge at times.
Very serious business there. No room for improvising.
No. I mean, between the onion rings and the chicken fried steaks, Walchuk was in the freaking zone.
I want to know what list that was.
But the height of his powers, Walchuk, was when he was able to accept the opportunity to finally grace the cover of Playboy.
Honestly, I was just so happy. I couldn't believe they chose me. I've been modeling for so long. Aww. So to be part of Playboy is just incredible. It's just such an iconic magazine. And so important to our culture.
It is. It is, Walchuk. And it was never more important than the time that you got to grace that cover. I'll never forget that centerfold.
Collector's item.
Just the largest centerfold of all time.
Hell yeah, it was. And the hairiest.
Walchuk went from being a Playboy model, gracing the cover, to then trying to sneak a fart past us in the studio, but his voice wouldn't allow him to sneak it by.
So did Jared Leto.
I mean, if that's not the most obvious. And then from time to time, you know, Walchuk will screw up days and times and dates and stuff.
Well, this hump night 69 party, because it is June the 9th, 6 month of the year, 9th month of the day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Who the hell are we? Where are we?
Obviously, it's 69 days.
Squirrel.
Here's why.
Is it the 9th month of the day?
Who the hell knows? I don't know what was going on there. That was probably a booze night.
That was definitely a booze night, dude. This next one, Walchuk was very, very sober, and he revealed something about his relationship status that was extremely uncomfortable.
Eric is married with the baby.
Yep.
I just have the 3.5-year-old girlfriend, but I'm also still living in mom and dad's house.
3.5 years, just the girlfriend.
You're still not saying it right. You'd been dating her for 3.5 years.
Yeah, she had been my girlfriend for 3.5 years.
And then Wolchuk can be, you know, he can start to threaten you. And we saw that with Zero a little bit, but here's just another installment.
I will kill your entire family. Everyone you love will soon cease. I will enter your home while you sleep and sever your neck open.
That is terrible.
I have no idea.
Why did Zero keep
why
that?
You got so dark that night?
I was reading an article.
You were being very, very introspective about the desires that you have as a violent person.
No.
Sounded like he was recapping a Mike Tyson interview from the late 90s.
That's exactly what it was.
Oh, look, another Wolchuk failed dismount.
As this Friday night comes ever so evening.
Just, wow.
Just, I have no idea. And then he fails upward into afternoon drive with the G-Bag Nation. We all wonder, how is this even possible?
You fake it till you make it, baby.
Oh,
that
man.
That sounds like a crossfade situation. That's what you call it, right?
Yeah, he was definitely half buzzed out.
Ever so evening.
And then Wolchuk revealing his love for the king.
LeBron's got that yummy yum, y'all.
A couple of times, Wolchuk.
That was a text there that
were,
I read.
This was the night where I thought he was going to go full Brian Broaddus and just punt on reading the text because the 214 had him just completely beside himself.
214 troll trash idiots that text in here.
That's just a little teaser of what it was. He was extremely, extremely upset. It's probably Cowboys related.
Was it?
It's probably Cowboys fandom related. Somebody was poking you about how they, you know, they shouldn't have any hope. Wolchuk still being optimistic, glass half full guy.
Yeah.
And then they reveal something to him that's like, wow, I can't really dispute anything you're saying about how there's no chance of a championship with this team. And now he's going to start lashing out and calling them troll trash idiots.
Yeah, they were probably style point in a 3-point win over Washington. And Zach was like, it's hard to win in the NFL.
Go after yourself, you troll trash idiot.
Here's Wolchuk trying to recite the fan text number.
877-881-1053.
There's a lot of additional eights in there. There's only three total.
Several eights. Okay,
I've been there.
Now, here's
that's a tough one. Yeah. That'll get you.
After this one, I want you guys to decide once and for all which one of us worked in the car business. One of us worked at Chick-fil-A, the other one of us worked in the car business. Here's Wolchuk reading a text.
The toilet overflowed, my sister tested positive for the Rona, and someone backed into my brand new Camaro. Can y'all give me a shout out and make my day better?
Camaro.
I'm thinking Alvin Kamara.
Oh my Camaro.
Camaro.
Are you being serious?
Gosh,
right now?
That's how we say it overseas.
And then sometimes
that makes me feel old. These kids don't even know how to say Camaro, Brian.
Wow.
One of the classic American muscle cars.
It's pretty that one hurt a little bit. Here is Wolchuk. Sometimes he uses the microphone to just like get things off his chest a little bit. And even if it could be damning for him and probably fill himself with regret just moments later.
I haven't had sex in a year.
And that's just
a little bit of a dry spell.
And counting. I think that ended up reaching 3.5 years.
I think so, too.
Well, the entire relationship that he was dating that 3.5-year-old.
Oh, that was mid-relationship. That'd be a good reason to cut it off. I don't blame you, Wolchuk.
I think he dipped his toe back into the virgin waters.
I don't know how it all works, Zero. I'm a virgin.
See, there you go. But then the guy who doesn't know about Camaros, he does. He stumbles when talking about rival baseball teams as well.
We've seen the Rangers make some trades with the AIDS with the AIDS previously. I think I said it twice, with the AIDS and with the AIDS.
I'm surprised that doesn't have that mistake. Like, I'm surprised we don't get, you know, like the bulging disc one that like from time to time just pops up, you know, rears its ugly head in the media. I'm surprised the Oakland AIDS thing doesn't accidentally get said at least once a season.
Hell of a great trade there with the AIDS.
You were going full Donald Sterling there. When he got those AIDS.
Big Magic Johnson. What's he doing?
All right. Here is Wolchuk reading a text. Again, the text was coming after Wolchuk, and here was Wolchuk reading it.
Wolchuk, why are you mad? Because your girl choosing.
I think Walchuk was sharing a story about his girlfriend doing something that he thought might have been questionable, and then people started saying your girlfriend sucks, and then Walchuk started lashing out at the text. You know, it's just sort of a cycle that way. We can close it down. I have a couple more, but here's Walchuk.
Fastball, personally,
this is Walchuk in the recliner of the bedroom that he grew up in at his parents' house, hosting a night show well into the wee hours of the morning, and he is eating while trying, but he's trying to disguise the fact that he's eating. While he's supposed to be broadcasting and bringing us back onto the air.
Oh, yes. It's about that time for the nosebleed seats power hour.
Gosh.
The final hour.
We're eating a burger?
Thursday edition.
It's a mouthful.
Here on the show, everybody.
It's very savory.
Can afford to listen to Zach Wolchuk alongside Eric Chiafalo. Oh, we got zero.
Yeah, it was steak. And if you're watching,
he had A1,
you can see it. I mean, you can see what's going on.
It was incredible. Oh, man.
I went full Marshall Faulk there.
That was Marshall Faulk.
The greatest steak eating moment in show history.
I don't know, that's right. So good when he jokes.
We got a couple more. Maybe we'll do it in the finest.
I love it, man. I love a good birthday roast to Wolchuk, and happy birthday to you, brother.
Thanks, man.
I got you some. It's called Broadcast Responsibilities on the C-Note. Right?
Okay, great.
What's cooking with the Cowboys?
No one asked me to do it, Tease. We'll figure that out next on the fan here.